Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Ireland, good afternoon. How you doing? Ray Foley in the hot seat. But it's a rockin' and indeed roll. More rolling than rocking though, JP, am I right?
How are you doing?
Because I'm fat. Oh, this is rsvp.ie, rsvplive.ie.
I've heard of it, yeah.
rsvp.ie. It's all about the celebs and the Ireland's glitterati.
Who's been at what? Who's been out in the town?
The champagne quaffing.
Yeah.
Red carpet strolling. Horses, Duvray, caviar.
Wait a second.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I'm describing me and the celeb set.
Oh, you're part of this.
I'm one of the celeb set.
Okay.
This is rsvplive.ie. Muireann sent it to me earlier on because every time I see an article about her, I send it to her, taking the mickey out of her. So she sent me this. Ray Foley enjoys outing with two sons in rare snaps. Rare snaps.
What?
The lesser spotted Foley.
Have you been papped?
I was papped. Rare snaps at Ninja Turtles premiere. We were just playing the ad a minute ago. Did you hear that ad? Actually, by the way, what kind of daftness? I'm outraged, horrified, and offended at the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem ad.
Ninja Turtles. The world will know their names.
I can tell you, even JP, and JP's thick.
Very.
JP knows their names. Yeah,
double ditch.
Go.
Thick. Leonardo. Donatello.
Yeah.
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Raphael.
Ninja Turtles. The world will know their names. Leo.
The world already knows their names.
What did you just say?
Leo for Leonardo.
Ninja Turtles.
Oh, there's Leo, Raph, Mikey, and Donnie. That's what they would have called.
Ninja Turtles. The world will know their names. Leo.
Let's go!
Donnie.
I got an idea.
Raph and Mikey.
Woo!
Yeah, the world already knows their names. Shut up. Cheek of you.
I don't like the shortened versions of the names. Sorry.
It's cooler. It's more cooler, more modern. I like, I'll do my full review in a few minutes, actually. I didn't tell you what I thought of the Turtles. People have been asking me ever since I was papped, why was the film any good? What was the film? Why is it any good? What's it like? I'll tell you exactly what I think of it in a couple of minutes. But in the meantime, it's just an excuse to play this.
Raphael
is cool, but Bruce. Give me a break!
Michelangelo is a party dude. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
Do you know their actual age is 15?
Yeah, they're teenage turtles, yeah.
15, so they're about the age of somebody doing their junior cert.
Yeah, they're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Would you expect junior certers to be fighting crime?
I expect them to be living in the sewer, right. Living with a mutant rat,
right.
And each of them to have a ninja...
Subsisting on pizza.
Only pizza. Also the German version of...
Hey, it's come the Hero Turtles. Don't first strike the Hero Turtles. Yeah, that can be Hero Turtles. In my fellow...
Total power.
Today FM Summer.
Turtles originated in the late 80s. Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird, around 1986, 1987, they reached peak popularity and then all around the world with the cartoons. And the theme tune was written by Chuck Lorre.
Oh, right, okay.
Who was the producer of Two and a Half Men and many other sitcoms. 20 fascinating stuff, I'm sure you'll agree. Are you ready for your total?
Yes, please.
€20,762. Avril, Shania Twain, that's called Unhealthy. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello there. Bon Tuesday, friends. Ray Foley in and on.
Can I get an...
When someone's talking to you and they burp talking, they go... So what did you do at the nice... over the weekend... Did you want the nice over the weekend? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I went out. Went out for a couple of beers.
For lunch.
The gang's all here. Actually, I had the perfect burp last night, and I was on my own. There was nobody there to appreciate it. It's not such a when you have the perfect burp.
It's a waste.
Oh, such a shame. My wife had just left. I was in the kitchen on my own. He was getting a bite to eat for myself. I'd had no dinner. I wasn't eating until about 20 past eight last night. I left it too long, Jean-Paul. Like a fool, I left it too long. I was preparing a light evening meal for myself. She goes out to the front room, closes the kitchen door behind her, and I go, buh. I thought, I go, come back! Come, no! Oh. It was perfect. Buh.
I'm like that with gas from the other end. If there's nobody around to view it, I will occasionally text some people.
The perfect toot.
Yeah, I will text some people.
Because you never know what's coming.
Yeah. You missed a classic.
Bow.
A classic of the genre.
It was perfect in tune as well. Hey, come back in here again. I'm going to try and burp again. Bow. I was perfectly in tune. Do you think I'm doing yellow?
You're jumping between songs there.
I'm jumping between yellow. Chicka chicka. No, the minute I burped, I thought of Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars and Uptown Funk. Hey, come in here. I'm burping like Mark Ronson. Is that Mark or Bruno that does the burping at the beginning of it? Is it a... excuse me. Just getting the dinner here. A little bit gassy. Actually, speaking of burps, someone sent me a video of... are you familiar with a song called Party Trick?
No.
There's some bad language in it. I've edited out the bad language, so it's safe. It's called Party Trick, brackets burp song, right? And it's about this girl whose party trick is burping.
Class.
Like our friend Shauna. Shauna can burp your... she can burp your name. Shauna can. She's away on holiday, so I can't ring her. But Shauna can actually do your whole name in a burp. It's hard to do. And if you've got a long name, it's even harder. But she can do it.
She'll do your confirmation name, your middle name, everything.
She'll do your date of birth. She'll do your full address and air code. You can check out Shauna on OnlyFans. Or Cameo.
Cameo, yeah.
She'll do it. The OnlyFans is a different account. But yeah, she'll also check her out there. So this is the burp song. This is Party Trick, the burp song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Boom. The idea behind it is she takes a big drink of a can of fizzy drink first, and then she does the burp song for you.
Hey, yo, check this out.
This is a lot like Skibbity.
So bang that like you do it on the bongo, bongo. Sweet talk, I'ma go six low. Drop that bass, let me show you how to get low. Yeah, that booty better bounce on the dance floor. I'ma be a gangsta, I'ma be a mofo. I'ma keep it going till the motherfucker world knows. Coming over solo, we can take it slow mo. We gon' make it bounce, come and pump it in the limo.
I can sing and I can dance. I ain't got no only fans. Sitting here with all my empty cans. When the bubble's going quick, let me show you something really sick.
My party trick.
If you want to sing along at home, drink some fizzy water or a can of coke.
And
if you have any more party tricks you want to share with us this afternoon, our burp based 0874 100 102. Can you burp someone's full name? Can you burp love the show? 0874 100 102 will do the roll call. After Mark Ronson, Today FM.
Dancer.
Killers, and our humanoid dancer. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello there. Good afternoon, Ray Foley, in and on, and there's JP.
Hi.
Actually, are we doing a roll call?
I mean, we can.
0874 100 102, Ray Foley, on show, JP.
On
show from the Gap of Dunloe, from Lashes and Miller. Shout out to Lashes and Miller. Can I get an AO?
AO!
On tour around County Kerry.
Lashes and Miller sounds like a female detective duo.
Lashes and Miller, they're on the case. Detective Miller, get into my office now! Miller! Detective Lashes. Is Lashes female? I think Lashes is female. I'd like Lashes.
Oh, I thought they were both female.
Oh, Miller's female as well. Interesting.
Yeah, I
was
thought
thinking
Miller was by the book, whereas Lashes was a bit more of a maverick.
I was thinking Lashes are like, she's got long lashes.
Okay.
And legs that go all the way up to there.
There being your hips.
Yeah. And then Miller is, it could go one of two ways. Miller could be good looking with a divorced wife who hates him.
Okay. Does he have some sort of substance problem?
A daughter, no. Okay. His substance is the job. Yeah.
He gets off on the job, I get you.
He doesn't get off on the job, but going out with the detective Lashes can't be easy. And a teenage daughter who hates him.
Estranged from the daughter, yeah.
And he's trying to make life work. He's trying to make amends for his past. And Detective Lashes is, she's single.
Right.
But she's had a string of boyfriends who can never match up to the men she works with on the job.
Right.
And she's beautiful. She's stunning. Stunning.
Netflix, if you're listening, jp@todayfm.com.
Laura on show, Ray, shout out to Lashes and Miller. Laura on show, Ray, I accidentally filled up with fancy petrol at the pumps, which I never do. Fancy petrol, is it?
Ooh!
No recession around here. I never fill up with the fancy petrol because I know I can't afford it. And what does it do?
I don't know. I think if you have a supercar or something very fancy, then you go for the fancy
green
petrol.
They say it's green and faster. Mm-hmm. Nonsense. It's petrol. I accidentally filled up the fancy petrol. It's probably cost me an extra couple of euro. Love the show. Hey, Laura, you big fancy pants. And on the subject of turtles this afternoon, this is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Variety. Mutant Mayhem is the new movie which I saw over the last couple of days with my kids. Actually, it's funny. In the article that they wrote, it's a photograph of my kids and someone else's kids that we took along. They're friends. And they're the other kids, adorable.
Okay, yeah.
Very photogenic.
Perfect, yeah.
So I tried to pass off those two kids as mine.
Yeah.
And the other two, mine as somebody, just some kids that we saw. That we just brought them in with an extra two tickets. Lads, did you know the turtles were called Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles in the UK? Yes, I did know this. Our version over here, the UK and Irish version, in the theme tune, they say Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles because back in the early 90s when it was popular over here, the word ninja was regarded as too violent or aggressive. That's from Derek. Yeah, I didn't know that, Derek. So, nah. And Murakami Wolf Studios landed some of the animation duties for the Turtles in the 80s from their Dublin base. Yes, I knew that as well, actually.
Oh, well, look at you.
Turtle facts, yeah. A lot of the animated series was made here in Dublin.
I'd say you're a hit at parties, Ray, are you?
Yeah, I knew that as well. Apparently it was one of the projects that kick-started the Irish animation industry from Caroline. Caroline, yes, wasn't there a documentary about that? And Wayne is over there. She does this afternoon. Wayne? Is it more Turtles facts? Yeah, Wayne, sorry. Sorry, love. Oh, you're over there, sorry. Hello?
Hey, guys, it's Wayne from Ennis here. Back in the 80s.
You're from Ennis, are you?
He's in Ennis.
You're in Ennis.
He's in Ennis.
Wayne, you're not from Ennis. You're in Ennis.
Hey, guys, it's Wayne from Ennis here. Back.
All right, mate.
It's Wayne
from Ennis. Simon.
It's
from Ennis. Simon.
It's Wayne from Ennis.
Ain't that Lynch? It's crazy.
Really strong.
I do love a bit of Lynch.
From Ennis here. Back in the 80s, I used to play the role-playing game Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What are you talking about? A role play? An RPG? Huh. It's like a board game.
You didn't have to be a turtle. You could be any animal that you wanted. and you got bio points to mutate your animal. You could go from a mouse to a lion.
Oh wow! So you could, so that you got the bio points for the ooze then, the ooze that would have been the ooze that mutated them into the mutant version of whatever the animal originally was.
To a turtle, to an elephant, to a monkey.
Amazing. Very good. That wouldn't be a bad video RPG game, would it? Actually, Netflix own the rights to the late. Have you seen Netflix have gotten into the video game business?
No.
They have a bunch of, if you have Netflix on your phone or on your iPad, you can get Netflix video game. Do you know what? This show is full of facts today.
Isn't it?
Do you know what? You're lucky to have us. Turn on Today FM from 2 o'clock. You might learn something. Netflix have branched into the video game business, and they have the new Turtles video game, which is called Shredder's Revenge, I think. And it's like the classic 90s. So the ones you might have seen on the NES or on the Super Nintendo back in the day. And it's very good. It's called Shredder's Revenge. And you can go and it's from Netflix.
Go on, yeah.
Jeez. Anyway, you're welcome for that. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
Ray Foley.
I think it's on your iPad, yeah.
With Care Plus.
John Newman, Love Me Again. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. See, Laura Whitmore's gone off Love Island. See that?
She's gone.
Yeah, Love Island winner was declared last night. And I tell you, someone who isn't the winner on Love Island.
Who's that?
Laura Whitmore.
Hang on, she's been off that show for donkeys.
I know, yeah. Do you know the thing is I always say about Love Island? Every time, this happens every time, Love Island. And this is the winter one now and the summer one. The same thing happens to me every time. The final was on last night. The winner was declared. The winners were declared. The lovers. The winning lovers were declared. And true love. The real winner is true love, as always. Forget the individuals, but really, the winner is always true love. Not influencer numbers or marketing or boohoo.com. And the winner is always love. The heart. JP is always the love on Love Island.
Authentic love, yeah.
And this happens every time they're starting a new series. And there's a lot of hype in the weeks in the run-up to it. And I always go, I'm going to watch it this year.
Going to get into it this time.
I'm getting in. Everyone's raving about it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting into it this year. And I watch it twice and I realise I don't have the time. It's a full hour every night. The news is a half an hour. Love Island is a whole hour every night.
If you happen to have a lot of drama in your relationship that you're actually in IRL, in real life, right?
Yeah.
Why would you want the drama that's on the TV?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you know what I mean?
And then similarly, then when it's over, as it ended last night, I was like, I'm sorry I didn't watch it now. Do you know what I should do? I should call my Love Island guy.
Okay.
It's ringing. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's Fionnuala Jones, everybody.
Oh, Fionnuala.
Hi.
How are you? How are you? Come here. I know you watch this Love Island. See, Laura Whitmore's gone off it.
What year are you living in?
It's the hottest news, fresh off the presses. She's gone. She was given the boot. And there's this new girl on it now, and she's fantastic.
And tell me, right, when's the iPhone 11 out?
Love of my life. Love of my actual life, Maya Jam. I'm obsessed with her. She's so good.
So you've been following it, and I suppose we need the. I thought, you know, for the geriatrics recap of what's going on, and there's a couple of things from last night. One is that the fans are outraged that their favourites didn't win, and that there was some sort of video last night that was the wrong video, and it has caused upset among the fans as well. Can you fill us in on what happened last night?
Yeah, well, I suppose for context as well, right, we're on season number 10 of Love Island, and this season was a little bit weird in the sense that, like, they were trying lots of different things, like lots of different twists and stuff like that. The cast, I think the public, I don't know how much they liked them. I don't know how much the cast liked each other. So it was a very, like, tumultuous season, we'll say, right? So last night we had our final couples, Jess and Sammy, Molly and Zach. Jess and Tammy ended up winning, and then we had Whitney and Lachlan and Ella and Tyreek. And I think people kind of thought Whitney and Lachlan would take it, but people loved Whitney. Whitney was a star. The minute she stepped in Babilla, very funny, loved her.
Okay.
And people thought herself and Lachlan had it. But it ended up being Jess and Tammy, two people who should not be in a couple, potentially not even be allowed to be in the same room as each other because I don't even think they like each other. Like, when their name was announced, I nearly dropped dead with the shock, and I've watched this show for 10 years.
We can presume then that there isn't a fix, though. So what was their appeal? Was it to a different demographic, or was it that they appealed to a younger demo, maybe? Or what was it that pipped them over the people that, and particularly the girl that was the favourite?
I think it's a couple of things, right? I think, despite what we see on social media, you know, the fact that people liked Whitney more, they're not necessarily the people that are voting. I know there was one year when Gemma and Luca were in it, there was some kind of analysis done into the data, and there was a load of votes coming from, like, old people's homes, like actual, like, retirement homes for people voting for them, which was nuts. So I think there's a bit of that.
Right.
I think also Jess weighs the vote herself a lot because she's a nice girl, like a nice, normal, every girl in comparison to some of the past contestants we've seen in previous years. I don't know. Whitney had a couple of issues in the lead up to the final as well, falling out with Ella. Her and Lachlan haven't been together as long, whereas Jess and Sammy have been on and off for pretty much the entire show, like
right.
more so off. So I don't know.
If there's a lot of traction and a lot of chatter on social media, it's not necessarily always reflective of the way things are actually going to go and the way people actually vote at home. And it's obviously more of a private thing if you're doing the voting. You don't need to be going on social media and declaring the way you're actually going to vote. Who was the breakout star then? It was Whitney then, was it? She is like the Maura Higgins of it this year, is she?
Man, she was just line after line after okay. line after line. I could see her definitely doing, like, I was so convinced that they were going to win. I was like, okay, she is going to have every spin-off under the sun for her. I'm not sure now. I could see them scouting her for another reality show. Like, I'd love to see her on I'm a Celeb. I think she'd be hilarious. I will say, though, as well, Scott, who went previously, was also very funny and very kind of honest in a way that we haven't seen with past Islanders. So I think he could do actually pretty well on outside, depending on what he wants to do.
And the rest of them instantly forgotten.
So yeah.
Out of the 20 kids, they're the two that'll make it. I wanted as well, the big story that it's everywhere today, and I had never heard of this kid. The sad news, Angus Cloud, his name is, and he was in the TV show Euphoria, which is that Zendaya show, which they've done. I haven't watched a second of it, but I've apparently critically acclaimed. She's incredible in it by all accounts. Have you watched it?
I love Euphoria. The second season, I will say, maybe not as good as the first.
Okay.
But I think just a captivating series is the word I would use. As you mentioned, it follows Zendaya. She plays Rue. She's this struggling teenage addict. She's fresh out of rehab, has no intention of staying clean, and it just kind of sees her navigating being a teenager, also dealing with this addiction, starting a new relationship, and she has this kind of orbiting group of friends around her, which includes Angus Cloud's character, Fez. He's actually her drug dealer in the show.
Right.
And, you know, despite being a drug dealer in the show and all the connotations that come with that, he brought a real soul and warmth and heart to the role in the show, especially despite the fact that I just criticised it. He actually comes into his own in season two. Like, he is phenomenal, like the power he brings to that role, and this is really like 25 years old.
Yeah, he's
no
just a child.
For...
Yeah, I was reading that. Well, a couple of things about him. He was spotted on the street. He was just told to audition on the basis that someone just like a casting agent or something said you should go for the show. It'd suit you down to the ground. And apparently, he's got an Irish background as well. His dad sadly passed away. They said his father had an Irish background, and he had been considering moving to Ireland prior to landing this big role on the show. So he's going to be sadly missed now. The third series has filmed in Dublin as well.
Yes, they were filming scenes. I think it was confirmed they were filming in the long haul. Not sure about that.
Yeah.
He was popping up all over the place. And it was always such a delight to see him kind of pop up even in my feed and see him wandering around. He really did just seem to have a graw for the city and the country. Because as you said, his family have such roots here. So yeah, who knows when we'll see that actual final series of Euphoria. I think it's been pushed out the third series, but it's pushed out until 2026 with the writer's strike and
all right,
everything
of course.
Else. Just desperately sad.
I find, speaking of sad, it's quite sad that I have to ring you to decode modern culture for me, for me. Between Love Island and Euphoria. It's like, come here, explain that for me there, because I haven't a clue. Come here, can you set the DVR? How do come I get Anne Doyle?
Is it as good as Last of the Summer Wine, or is it similar? Yeah. Is it similar?
Do you know in Friends, where they're when inside the fountain, and they go clap,
not
clap,
not Friends, Ray, clap, come clap, on.
Clap, clap. Do you know they go clap, 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 clap? This is very good.
Because I like Dermot and Greg myself.
Dermot and Greg. Fionnuala Jones, thank you so much. Of course, the podcast, Flop Culture Podcast from Fionnuala Jones. You can download it where you get your podcasts. And Fionnuala, well, you can check that out wherever you're online. And Fionnuala, thanks for taking the call. Much obliged.
Thanks, Ray.
Cheers, darling. All the best.
Ray Foley.
Come on.
Come on.
Time is running out.
Come on, Gary. Check that and pray. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley. In and on. And there's JP as well. We're having a lovely afternoon. We're having a lovely, a little bit of Take That in the afternoon. No one's going to complain about a great Take That track. No one's going to complain. And if you have any complaints, you can direct them to jp@todayfm.com. Fielding your complaints with regards to the broadcast all afternoon. Right here, Today FM Radio. Can I give a shout out to Noelle, actually? Is that possible?
If you insist.
Noelle, lots of love. She messaged me last night. She said, Foley, I need you to do a major, major shout out before the end of this week. I started working with a girl, Lizzie, about 18 months ago. We bonded over our love of you.
Whoa.
I.e. me, Ray, which is upsetting to hear.
You're in a throuple with Noelle and Lizzie, is
it? I've got a Lizzie over here. I've got a Noelle over there.
Wow.
I'm wearing some kind of I imagine a leather jacket. With a fur lining up here around the neck, sort of thing.
Okay.
The cowl? What's that? What's that up around here?
A collar.
Yeah, a fur collar. And I've got this kind of a vibe. Hey, like that. I'm like the cat that got the cream. We bonded over our love of you, our love of Lazy Radio and Mix It Friday and the neck. I get out the neck fee as well. Hang on one second. There it is over there.
The neck!
Absolutely. So she continues. I've been a fan since you were the king of the afternoons. Lizzie's been a fan since the BBOS on the blast way back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going right way back. I left the place where we worked together, but I made sure to play Today FM in my new office. But now Lizzie's gotten a new job too, a big job, and I'm very, very proud of her. But she'll be on a late shift with no access to a radio. It's the end of an era. Lizzie needs to seriously reconsider her position, or specifically her new positions. Yeah, Lizzie,
call yourself a fan.
You're going to have to walk away from that. Or catch us on the podcast or the listen back on todayfm.com. As it says. Lots of love to Lizzie and lots of love to Noelle. Thanks for listening. We'll always have Today FM. But we all have to move on, girls, okay? We're not moving on from the Turtles, actually. This is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle variety. I never gave you my review, actually, of the new movie. This is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. It's a new animated movie in cinemas this week, and it's very good. It's got a kind of a very unique, beautiful animation style. It's amazing. Very visually, it really pops. Really good. Like,
what's it like? Describe it. Compare it to another show. Go on, I'm putting you on the spot. But is there another show that it looks like?
Similarly ambitious visually as the Spider-Man films.
Oh, we like those. Yeah,
the
okay.
New Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Like, really amazing to look at. Like, stunning.
Stunning.
It's stunning visuals. The film is good, but not my... Like, the top tier would be those Spider-Man films for me in that genre.
But it's kid-friendly.
Kid-friendly. Not as good as those Spider-Man films, but very good. I'd say 7 out of 10. 6.5, maybe 7 out of 10. And my favourite thing about it is that they cast actual teenagers as the voices of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right. Which is strange because we've never actually heard them as kids before. And they are teenagers. Like, they're around 15, 16 years of age. So you can hear that in their voices, which we wouldn't have heard before in the... other iterations of
incredibly
them.
Muscular teenage turtles.
Well, they're in great shape, but they've been training since they were very, very young.
I suppose.
And they're mutants.
Chicken and broccoli will do that for you, right? Chicken
and
broccoli and weights.
You got to make sure you get the protein in.
Ray, a relation of mine used to work on the animation of the Ninja Turtles. And Snow, this is because, of course, the animation, the original animation in the early 90s, a lot of it was done in an animation studio in Dublin. Ray, a relation of mine used to work on the animation of the Ninja Turtles and snuck Easter eggs into scenes. He put the names of relatives and friends of his over shops, etc., in the background of the turtles. Seriously? That's amazing. Shane in Wexford, love the show. Hey, cheers, Shane. And Adam's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan. Have a listen to... are you ready?
Yeah.
You're not going to get this reference. Have a listen. Did you watch the Turtles when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Have a listen to this. Let's see if you can tell who it is.
Shredder. Rocksteady, me boy.
It's not crying.
It's crying.
Is that crying? Oh, okay.
Crying used to... crying would have a kind of word, and it would kind of go a bit burpy and weird.
It sounded a bit like George Hook.
Yeah, it's kind of similar enough to George Hook.
The consumer index is,
or Jar Jar Binks.
Positive today. Shredder. Rocksteady, me boy.
I like that burp on the end of it. Actually, we were talking about burps earlier on. This is the party trick burp song. A very talented young lady has brought this out.
Hey, yo, check this out.
Her name is Lil Sis Nora. Little Sis Nora. The song's called Party Trick. Finally, a song on the playlist I can actually play. So I actually enjoy.
I can do it on the bongo, bongo. We talk. I'm a little
skim on there.
My party trick.
Christine just texted. She said, "Lads, the other day my daughter was videoing our cat."
Okay.
My daughter was videoing our cat. I came in from outside, unaware that she was videoing, and I belched a weather report to her. Feel free to give it a play. Thanks from Christy. Hang on, so the cat burped. Hang on, let me have a listen to this. One second. This is the weather report in burp form this afternoon. This is fantastic. Here we go.
It's raining.
Oh, hang on. No, Christine burped. I was like, that's some cat if it can burp the weather.
It's raining.
I like the fact that Christine is totally cool about you playing that on the radio.
It's raining.
Oh, Shredder, look outside. Open the window. There's rain falling from the sky.
It's raining.
Remember the day Scrawny Shoga used to do the weather on TV? She's never stunned like that.
Let's hand over now to Evelyn Cusack. Evelyn, how's it looking this afternoon?
It's raining.
And on the subject of the fancy petrol, spending too much cleaning out your wallet on that extra price of the fancy petrol get you. Fancy petrol, no recession around here. Deirdre has she's got the skinny on the fancy petrol. Deirdre is over there. Hello, madam. Sorry.
Ray.
Yeah.
My mechanic told me that my car would prefer the bog standard petrol. That the fancy petrol is for sensitive cars. Like, if a car could tell you it was gluten-free, it would want that petrol.
Yeah, very fussy. Cars can be fussy.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers to her. Kylie Minogue, Padam Padam. This is Today FM. BTS Dynamite. This is Today FM where we play the music you love. Oh. How you doing? Ray Foley in and on. It's Tuesday afternoon. Ray's here, JP's
on. How are you?
Someone texted in, disgusting, ...
Some people not liking the belching,
Well, they're not liking the belching, but they are liking the dots. So,
yeah.
It's all in balance. It's all light and shade, guys. Tony's over there, 0874-100-102. This is the song, Party Piece. We're asking if your party piece involves burping. By all means, send us your belches your way. Who was the person that did the weather report in the Belch voice?
Was it Chris? No, hang on. Was it Christine?
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. Tony's over there as well, Tony.
Lovely. Lovely show. Lovely show.
It's love the show he's trying to do, Tony.
Lovely show, Ray.
Hey! Disgusting. Dot, 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 dot. All right, what have I got for you? This is Shane Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be confused with Shane Codd.
Different, yeah.
It's different Shane, similar name. Shane Codd is the dance DJ from Dublin, living in Cavan. Lovely boy. I've interviewed him.
Have you?
Lovely fella. I've not interviewed Shane Todd, the comedian.
Yeah, he's popping up on my Instagram feed all the time.
JP's in love with this kid. He's got a podcast, Tea With Me, it's called, and he's going to be performing in the 3 Olympia on the 7th of September. Will I give Shane a call?
Go on, so yeah. Go, if he's not all out there recording a video for Instagram, like he is every other day. Funny.
JP
yeah,
follows
sketch
him.
Or something.
JP loves him. Hang on one second. Is he over there? I'll patch it through on line two. And
two's good.
Yeah, okay.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Shane Todd?
It is.
Hello, Shane Todd. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Is Shane Todd on the radio? Don't swear. Please don't swear for the love of God.
Ray, how are you?
For the love of Todd. That's another one. I've been coming up with some working titles for your show. I know your show's called Mummy, right?
Yep.
For the love of Todd. I'll tell you what, I'll send these all over to you by your email, okay? Or maybe through your agent, okay?
We can put it on the long list. My last show was called The Todd Father. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Okay, yeah.
Todd
good,
Father.
Isn't it? I mean, it had no reference to The Godfather in it. I just thought it sounded all right.
As long as I think that all those funny names that tie in with the comedian's name. So I've got Todd and Chips.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you'd have to serve food at the gig.
Yeah, we can.
On Me Todd.
Yeah.
That suggests no one's going to show up. And yeah, you do sold out shows all over the place. So I don't know if that's necessarily fitting.
What about Mother of Todd?
Mother of Todd? Oh, Mother of Todd. Yeah, that's not bad.
That works.
On Me Todding Around?
No.
No?
Yeah, no, I'll not take that.
Okay, fair enough.
he's a bit sore about that now, Shane. He's a bit sore.
No, it's fine. I think Mummy's a brilliant name for a show, Mummy. So why is it called Mummy? Is it related to the ancient Egyptians or is it related to your mother?
It's just all about ancient Egypt,
there's loads of comedy.
The audience, but yeah. So basically, what I tend to do is, as you can tell by the name of the show, The Todd Father, I name a show and then write the show and then realise
from there,
it has nothing to do with the show. No, there's a little bit in it about being a parent. I have two kids. We're actually on holiday at the minute. There's a little bit about I got into an argument with a child at Softplay who, in fairness, completely his fault. And he was six, and he went and told his daddy that a boy's mummy had been rude to him. So there's just a bit about me assuming the role more of a mummy that, as opposed to like some sort of, you know, macho da and some sort
that's
of
fair enough. Yeah, that's okay. And I suppose you need to address that then. What better place to address it than on the stage of the 3 Olympia, the 7th of September? Where are you on holidays?
I'm in Monaco.
In Monaco?
I'm in the Monaco, Northern Ireland, Port Rush.
All right.
pretty exclusive here as well. Lads, you won't believe it. The beach was closed for the last 3 days because of algae.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's been raining, which is great. It was between here and Mallorca, so I think we've made the right call.
Absolutely, yeah. You're keeping it local. Is there anything else to do? Like, is there an indoor bouncy castle or a ball pond or something?
There is a place called, it used to be called Barry's, but it's changed hands. It's
I've been to Barry's, yeah.
It's like our Disney, or your Tato Park, but we've kind of been going there. But we've just been looking at the beach. I've been taking the kids down to look at the beach, and then they're like, why can't we go in the water? I say algae. They ask what that is, and I'm like, yes, I do not know. You're asking the wrong man here. So I need to figure out what that is and why we can't go down here. But no, it's one of those holidays. It's character building for them.
Exactly. They look back on this with a part of the rich tapestry of their upbringing. And they'll thank you, Shane. They will.
I don't know if they will. They've been quite resentful the first few days we've been here, but I think it's all gonna. I think it's all gonna be all right. It is all right. Yeah.
Once they build that character, you see the building element of once the building is done, then they'll have character, and then they'll thank you for it as a part of it.
What we really need is I need someone from Centre Parks to be listening. We need to hook something up.
Yeah, if any of the marketing team are listening and they want to swoop into action and get them out of Port Rush and into lovely Longford Forest, beautifully appointed, and every consideration, everything's been thought of, Shane.
I'd turn my back on the north in a second. In a second, to Centre Park Longford.
You'd be straight in. Tell us, you've supported like a comedy legend. Not that you're not a comedy legend yourself, but you've supported Kevin Hart and Bill Burr. We love listening to Bill Burr's podcast
over there
on Twitter. Yeah. You're on Twitter. On your Monday morning podcast. What were they like in person? Are they fully committed to their performance, their show, or did you get a chat with them, or did you get a sense of what they're like to work with?
You know, I got to say, I did 24 shows with Kevin Hart and met him once. So wow. It's difficult to kind of, I was behind a, you know, here's the thing about me, you know, when you meet your equal, you know, you like to just play too. I don't like to bother him. I didn't want him to come up and bother me, you know.
Give me advice
in stand-up or whatever, or marketing or anything like that. I got to speak to both those guys in relatively short but very nice conversations. Okay. And with Kevin Hart, you kind of hear about the work ethic and that kind of thing. And I wondered, is that a bit of a ploy? You know, is that just all talk kind of thing? But he was in Belfast shooting a movie for 3 months, and he did 24 shows while he was here. Jake. He was filming like 7 to 7 every day, and then do a gig at night, and then repeat it all over again. So I realised that he is an absolute machine, and I will never have that dedication to this craft.
No, absolutely ever. Not. No, that's fair. No lie. So with all that time that he could devote to making a movie and doing all those shows,
he could have just been looking at his bank file.
He could have been, or he could have just spent another 5 minutes chatting to you. Like,
can I tell you guys something? Whenever we did the arenas at the end, we did 3 arena and the SSE in Belfast, and I got to bring him on in Dublin in front of about 10,000 people, and I messed up the intro.
Oh,
so
no.
That was great. Talk about character building.
What did you call him? Jonathan Hart.
I called him Mickey Hart. It was the worst. It was the worst moment of my entire life, because I brought him on and he was not there. He was not ready to come on. So,
oh no!
I was like, Trey Arena, go wild, give it up for Kevin Hart. And then I was just standing there for a bit, and then I walked backstage, being like, maybe he wants me off the stage so he can come on. But he was not there, and there was just 30 people with their hands on their heads.
Whose fault was it? Was it their fault or your fault?
I mean, with hindsight, probably my fault. But what I said to Kev after is, I said, listen, Kev, if I can give you any advice, and he said, you can't. I said, be ready. See, for the arena shows, hang about.
You got to be ready to go, yeah.
You got to hang about.
Kev.
Sorry, Kevin Hart. I realised when I called him Kev, you guys don't know him like I do.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm talking about Kevin Hart.
He's like, thanks, Shaney. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Shane, it's been lovely to talk to you. You can get your tickets for Shane's show. It's called Mummy. It's at the 3 Olympia Theatre on the 7th of September. Listen, man, enjoy the rest of the sunshine and the glorious holiday you're enjoying in the Monaco of the North. And we'll see you in September.
Thank you very much. Cheers, very appreciate it.
Cheers, man. All the best. Much love.
Ray bye, 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 bye. Foley.
Shane Todd.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Oh. Jason Drew. In my head. Oh. Today I'm fair playing the music here.
Are you nodding off? Right?
Today I'm fair playing the music you love. Oh. That was me on the plane on the way home from holidays.
It's the worst feeling ever.
I can't fall asleep with my head back on the headrest like that, right? I can't put my head back like that because my neck is exposed. And I've got this thing about my neck. Like, I have this notion that a cabin crew member will come along and just touch me there on my Adam's apple. Just
karate
there.
Choppy in the middle of the neck.
I've just got this, I cannot expose the neck. And I've got several necks. I've got several chins.
Couple to choose from, yeah.
I've got a good bit of lumber.
Yeah.
I've got a good bit of insulation.
Mm.
So I can't, because I can't put my head back like that and fall asleep like that back against the chair, I end up, as I'm, like, you're exhausted, tired on the flight, you end up sort of falling forward. Look.
Well, I think that happens to everyone. I've got a massive spud head.
Yeah, you
huge
do.
Huge
yeah.
football
he
head.
He does, yeah.
Unsightly, I know. No. So I can't, my head won't stay back. So if I'm on a, if I'm nodding off on a plane, my head just naturally falls forward and then you scare yourself awake.
Have you considered falling asleep on the shoulder of the complete stranger next to you? That's always a good option.
I don't want to dribble on someone's jumper.
A jumper dribble. That's exactly what Dermot and Dave are doing as we speak. They're doing, on the plane, on the way home from Australia.
Dermot and Dave are on the way back. They've wrapped up their Out Believe tour with thanks to Sky, proud partner and supporter of our women's national football team on Today FM. And yesterday the lads were live from Finn McCool's bar in Brisbane as Ireland took on Nigeria. The whole thing's on the podcast, by the way. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Dermot and Dave's Out Believe tour podcast. Do a search for it there. Give it a listen. Throw an ear on it. And the lads, like I said, they're dribbling as we speak. And they probably hate each other now as well.
Oh, when you're in those closed spaces for 2 weeks, two weeks on a big long travel, no sense.
Dermot, like Dave, falling asleep on Dermot's shoulder.
Get off me! Get off me!
Ray Foley.
I don't even look at you for 2 weeks.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. What? Careplus.ie.
What? Did you say something? What? Did you what? Did you say something?
Me?
Yeah, I was just falling asleep.
Did you, Dave?
Did you wake me up?
Stay on Today FM and play some Eric Prydz for you next. Leanna, don't say love. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Leanna, is she Irish, is she?
Leanna, no, she's not. She's from, Little Mix.
She's not Irish then, no?
No, there's a Leanne Pinnock.
One of the Little Mix girls.
Yeah.
I just need something that's real.
Is she doing all right without the other pair?
Apparently she's going flying. She's flying it.
Is she though?
We're going full Lidl on Today FM.
You're waiting for the second single, aren't you, Rex?
I'm definitely more of a second single man. That's called Don't Say Love. We're going full Lidl this weekend, this Saturday. It's the exclusive Block Rockin' Summer events. Going full Lidl this Saturday afternoon, actually, in Kilkenny at the fabulous Mountain View venue. I've got loads of prizes to give away. I'm going to be there. God help us. We've got a barbecue. We've got Declan Pearson as Block Rockin' Beats. And loads of Lidl prizes to give away, including a €1,000 Lidl Plus voucher. If you want to come along, we're giving away tickets online on our website, todayfm.com/summer. Let's give some tickets away. Ooh, it's ringing. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello, Jamie?
Yeah.
Ray Foley, Today FM Radio. How are you?
Good.
What are you doing this weekend, Jamie?
No plans yet, Ray.
No plans? Well, listen, you, me, burgers. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
The burgers are on me. I'll bring the sizzle.
Yeah.
Are you around Kilkenny on Saturday afternoon for our Lidl Block Rockin' Party?
Oh, I surely will be, yeah.
Well, in that case, I'm on the griddle. So I'll throw on a couple of sausages and a burger for you, all right?
Oh, sounds good. I'd be fond of a burger and a sausage, all right?
Have you got anyone to bring with you?
I do. I have the whole family there.
What are their names?
My wife, Marie, and as my children, Katie and Matthew.
Cool beans. We'll see you on Saturday afternoon then.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, my darling. All the best.
Right, thank you.
Adios, amigo. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Joy?
Hello?
Hello? Is that is that Joy?
It is.
It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you in Kilkenny this weekend? Are you around?
I am.
Do you want to come to our Block Rockin' Lidl party? We're having a Lidl party and a barbecue. Now listen, Joy, I have to check before I give you any tickets. Are you a vegan or a vegetarian?
Neither.
Excellent. Right, I'm putting a lovely steak on the barbie for you, okay?
Great, brilliant.
And what's your ketchup of choice? Are we going Heinz or are we going Chef?
Chef.
Perfect.
Oh, whatever you can buy in Lidl.
Whichever one Lidl has. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Cool. Right, we'll see you then on Saturday. Who are you going to bring with you?
Hubby and kids.
What are the kids' names?
Keane and Daniel.
Cool. Right, we'll see you on Saturday then for the Block Rockin' Party, all right?
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Cheers, my dear.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Joy. Bye.
Today FM.
Bruno Mars and 24 Karat Magic, Today FM, playing the music you love. And what a magical show that was.
Yeah.
We delivered. You came here for a magic show. We're like the Penn and Teller of Irish radio. Who's the big one? Who's the big guy?
He's Teller, isn't he?
That'd be the big one. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
Yeah, swear to God. We didn't get to do Dalai Jama.
Right.
Dalai Jama.
Yeah.
Where Love Island host Maya Jama tells us she's got some exciting TV projects in the pipeline,
yeah,
including an exclusive sit-down interview with the Dalai Lama.
I'll watch anything with her in it, and him also.
JP's a big fan.
We need to do Gonna Take Your Jamma Out Tonight.
Yeah.
Where Love Island host Maya Jamma comes in and covers her favourite Scissor Sisters track. Huh? It's called Take Your Mama, and the little bit is called Gonna take Your Jamma Out Tonight. And we didn't get to do Jamma Just Killed a Man. Jamma Just Killed a Man. Where Maya Jamma comes in and covers the Queen classic Bohemian Rhapsody. You'd love that, JP, because you think she's brilliant in everything. He's a huge fan. He's a big fan. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.